he's not going to be able to escape death, and he's pissed off about it.
The angels sitting around, maybe they'll be God. They're so angry about it.
Me too.
I'm furious about it.
Me too.
I'm telling you.
Can't we do something?
No, but that's why you and I are so much alike.
I know.
We want to be the only ones that will live forever. I mean, especially I think when you have a life like we have.
Yes.
And then one day it's over. Mm. I mean, that really pisses me off.
Governor, where are we going to go when we die? Be honest with us.
Well, the truth is.
This is the Dean Truth.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings and peace. How you guys doing? If you haven't subscribed already, hit that notification bell. Subscribe right now so you can get the latest Dean show sent to you, and support us on our Patreon page. Now, somebody shared this next clip and they wanted me to go ahead and do a reaction to it, starring none other than Arnold the Schwarzenegger in such films as Predator and Terminator. You guys know the rest of them probably better than me. Arnold Schwarzenegger, also a former governor of California and radio TV personality Howard Stern. They talk about one of the topics that actually keeps us awake. Believe it or not, you got usually two, and you'll see what happens here as we react to this. As I react to this, people end up usually making a joke about it, turning away from it. But we actually, as Muslims, we like discussing it because it gives us hope. It's not something that we look as being pessimistic, but there is great optimism in the topic of death. And hopefully you'll get to benefit from this also. Let's go ahead and react to this video. And hopefully, inshallah, God willing, this can also get to our friends Arnold Schwarzenegger and Howard Stern. Let's go ahead.
Are you afraid of death?
No, I'm not afraid of death. I'm just pissed off about it.
Yes.
Because, I mean, especially I think when you have a life like we have.
Yes.
And then one day it's over. Mm. I mean, that really pisses me off.
Governor, where are we going to go when we die?
I mean, who loves death? I mean, there's a statement from Prophet Muhammad's wife. She actually talks about this, like, because the one who loves to meet his creator, Allah, God Almighty, loves to meet that individual. But she had mentioned, like, but people hate death. How can you reconcile with this? Because the moment of death is where you depart from your family. Like, there's another beautiful statement by the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, where he talks about when the person leaves, that's anybody, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Howard Stern, when you leave this life, there's a few things that depart with you. One of them is your family and your wealth. And your deeds, what you did in this life. So what goes with you are not the fancy cars, the airplanes, the clothes, the jewelry. None of that stuff goes with you. And your family can't go with you. They actually stay behind. And then what happens? They end up fighting over the material possessions. But what you did in this life, Arnold, what you did in this life, Howard Stern, that is what carries on to the next life. And then going back to the other statement that I was talking about is that when a person is given the glad tidings of paradise, then they're happy now. Now that sadness that followed them, that pain of departing, because death does have its pangs. There's pangs of death, if we call it. Separating it, disattaching from this life can be, it's very, very painful. But now when the angels come to you and they give you the glad tidings of what you prepared, you build, you planted seeds of goodness in this life, and now you lived your purpose, your true purpose in life, according to God's will, not your desires. Now what happens is you get that glad tiding of paradise, and now the joy overtakes you because now the mercy of God is coming. Let's continue on here as we react to this Arnold Schwarzenegger and Howard Stern video.
Be honest with us.
Well, the truth is that we go 6 feet under.
That's
and
it?
And we're going to rot there. Yes, absolutely. That's it.
I thought you told me to be uplifting.
No, but that's the reality.
That's how you walk. What did I say? I said, usually, see, Howard Stern is asking a good question, like, where are we going to go when we die? And then Arnold tells the truth. You're going to rot. You're going to be worm buffet, worm food in the grave, all of us, Muslim, non-Muslim, Christian, Jew, doesn't matter. That body that you lived in, this vehicle that's supposed to get you through this life, now it's temporal. It's temporary. Now it's going to go ahead and it's going to be put in the grave and it's going to rot. He's right. And then what happens? People, as I said, they start laughing. You can see, I believe this is one of the nighttime TV talk show hosts. He's laughing. I mean, it just becomes a big joke. But people know deep down inside, Howard Stern, he's for real. He also, he's like, I'm scared. It scares me. Let's continue on.
And hopefully, hopefully, yes. there is a life after this, and we all know it's going to be different if there's a life after this.
Not hopefully, but definitely 100%, 110% more than I'm actually, you're looking at me here, that reality that you're watching us here right now. No, there's a greater reality because this is temporary. But the truth of the matter is, without a shadow of a doubt, that there is a life after here. After here, there, yes, there is a life after the hereafter, 100%.
I hope there is a life after this. Well, it's not going to be like this. I'm not going to sit after we are dead. We're not going to sit here like this and do interviews and have a great time and have laughs and have Robin there, you know, giving us this beautiful smile all the time.
Robin won't be there?
No. So, I mean, this will be different. Maybe there will be angels sitting around. Maybe there will be God there smacking us every time we say something, a four-letter word or something like that, right? I mean, they'll say shit or this or whatever. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it is upsetting, and I cannot stand it.
Angry about it?
I'm so angry about it.
Me too.
I'm furious about it.
Me too.
I'm telling you.
Can't we do something?
No, but that's why you and I are so much alike.
I know.
We want to be the only ones that will live forever.
There's a few points here. Earlier, he said in the video, he talked about especially he's pissed off. Arnold Schwarzenegger is pissed off. I mean, who wouldn't be upset when you have like the lavish lifestyle? I mean, come on, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, this guy's got paradise on earth, so it's going to come to an end. So now it's kicking in because he's getting older. And for those people out there who are thinking, like many of us get fooled, people get fooled. They think like, okay, they're going to develop science, is going to come up with something, and we're going to be able to take this pill, and it's going to reverse our aging, and we're going to be able to expand our life. If anybody was able to do that with all their money, prestige, and all their fame and all the connections they have, Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been able to do that. But you can see Arnold Schwarzenegger is definitely getting up in age, and he's very healthy. He's very fit and deaf. He's not going to be able to escape death, and he's
pissed off about it.
Pissed off. And then he talks about especially the kind of life that we lived. There's another statement by the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, remember, if you believe in Prophet Muhammad as the last and final messenger, and I really humbly request Arnold Schwarzenegger, Howard Stern, these people to sincerely take a look, and anybody out there that are not yet Muslims, to take a look, be genuine, not disingenuous, and look into his life. Look into the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, whom Michael H. Hart, he's a famous historian, he wrote a book, The 100 Most Influential Men in History, and he put, look, he was not Muslim. He put Prophet Muhammad as number one, most influential man in history. Doesn't it make sense that you would study? You studied all these other people's lives, but why not study the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who came with a simple message that you worship the creator, not the creation. He confirmed Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the other messengers that came with the same message. Believe in one and only one God. No buts after that, meaning it doesn't turn into a trinity. I mean, this is why people go a lot, most of the time, away from man-made religions, because they don't make sense. They don't fit with the natural disposition that we have to believe in one and only one God. And that belief now should manifest some actions, that actions of good morality, of good conduct, and those are those seeds of goodness that you plant in this life so you can go ahead, they can be transferable into the next. Now, there's a statement by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as there are many gems of wisdom, teachings for us, because he was a teacher teaching us how to get to paradise, how to worship God, the same way if you were living during the time of Jesus, you'd have to obey him, not worship Jesus as a God next to God, a semi-God, demi-God. No, because Jesus, peace be upon him, who was worshiped right before Jesus came on the scene? Who were people worshiping? Think about that one. Who were people worshiping right before he came on the scene? They were worshiping the God Jesus called people to worship.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
Who was his mother? Think about that one. Who was his mother when he was in the womb, when Jesus was in the womb of Mary, peace, Maryam alayhi salam, Mary, peace and blessings be upon her. Who was she worshiping? Who was she praising? She was praising the creator of the heavens and earth, the one and only one God Almighty. In Arabic, we say Allah. In Aramaic, Allaha. This is the one God. So now you can see the consistency, the chain of revelations. You can see Moses brought the same message, worship one and only one God. Don't set up partners next to God and obey the messengers that were sent. Moses at his time, Abraham at his time. And they all brought the glad tidings. They brought the purpose of life to the people. how they can seek forgiveness from God, what their duty, responsibilities in this life were. And at their time, they were given the revelation. But now at this time, Arnold Schwarzenegger's time now, because he's on the earth, Howard Stern's time, and the other late night show guy, for them, that messenger is Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So I really sincerely, humbly ask you to look into his life. And he said, "Adunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." What does that mean? That means this life is like a jail for the believer and a jannah, a paradise for the disbeliever. Think about that one. Wow. And that goes back to what Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was saying.
Especially, I think, when you have a life like we have.
Especially the kind of life that we were living. Can you imagine what men love most? And he had all that. What food he liked, he had all that. The cars he liked, he had all that. He was at the top of the top. There's no more getting to the top. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had all the finer things in this life. And now it's coming to an end. So imagine, of course, he's going to be pissed off. He's going to be pissed off. And then for the believer, we have certain limits, certain restraints. We can't be going to the nightclub, drinking alcohol, fornicating. But God made processions here. He gave us. For a man, he can have up to four. A woman now, also inside of marriage, she is somebody who is a mother. She is someone who raises the future in nations. She's also someone who's elevated to a whole nother level in Islam. She's got her roles and responsibilities. The husband's got his roles and responsibilities. We have a purpose in this life, and everything is laid out beautifully, perfectly, so this world can function better, society can function better, homes can function better, families can function better. And that's how you can get peace. When you come into the house of peace, Islam, submission to the Creator, peacefully in obedience and submission, not to His creation. And that's how you get the blueprint for life, contentment and peace in this life, the tools to handle many of the challenges that come, because we're going to be tested. We know that this life is a test. But then you cross over, and it's not the pessimism that comes with when you talk about death. That's why people run away from this topic. And that goes back in the video, like, Howard Stern's like, I'm scared of death. What did he say? And the other guy, late night show guy, he's laughing and they're laughing. It's like a joke. And no, it's a serious matter. Just think about it. Go in the dark one day, nobody's around. And just close your eyes. Close your eyes and think when you're going to be put in the grave. You got a big enough backyard. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Howard Stern, you guys got some land. Dig up a hole. Just try it as an experiment. You don't have to go 6 feet under, maybe just 3 feet under. Just lay there. Cover yourself with a blanket in the dark. Think about it. You don't just go to sleep. That's wishful thinking, thinking that it's just going to be okay. It's like going to an auction and there's a car that's worth $50,000. You think, oh, I'm going to bid $5,000. I'll get it. That's wishful thinking. You have less of a chance not doing nothing, not seeking the truth. The signs come to you just like this. A sign is coming to you and you reject it. You had all that time to seek out the purpose of life, to ask your Creator sincerely, humbly, the one who created me, guide me. What do you want from me in this life and help me to fulfill it? You didn't do any of that. And you know, for every individual, there are certain signs that the Creator sends. And then there are the greater signs. And the greatest signs that we have today, this day, is the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And you owe it to yourself to look as this message comes to you, God willing, inshallah, that you look into the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, with an open mind. And then you go ahead and read the Quran. Read the Quran. Ask your question. Look at the fundamental belief system in Islam. Be genuine, sincere, with a humble, earnest desire to really want to know the truth. And then you will find in no other way of life other than Islam, the complete, the details of what happens in this scenario when you leave, when you transfer over from this life to the next. What happens? All the details of the day of judgment. All the criminals will be brought forth. Everyone will have to be accountable for what they did. And then the ultimate reward of Jannah, of paradise. This is what Jesus taught, the pure monotheism. And doing good deeds, being a righteous human being, you'll falter, you'll fall, but then you turn back to the Creator of the heavens and earth, the all-loving, the most kind, the most merciful, and you ask directly, not through a middleman, intermediary, just to God Almighty, the Creator, Allah alone, and you ask for forgiveness, and He will forgive. He forgives all sins except setting up rivals, partners with Him. Even if you were doing that, but before you die, you repent, He will forgive and then change your bad deeds into good deeds. What a beautiful barter. Why would you not look into this a little bit further? And that's my humble advice and my reaction to that. I can go on, but we'll cut it short right here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Do that. I left you with three things. Arnold and Howard is one, to be genuine and sincere and to look into the life of Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him. Not from the haters of Islam, but go to the Islamic sources. Hook up with a Muslim, a knowledgeable Muslim. I'm sure you got some friends, and hear what he has to say. Ask the tough questions. Two is read the Quran. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. You've read so many other books. Read the Quran. ClearQuran.com is a great translation. You also have Sahih International. Don't just go again for someone who's translated and given a bad translation. Many of these Orientalists who are on the attack, get a really good translation of the Quran. And then three, ask the Creator of the heavens and earth to guide you. Be sincere in it. And then you will have all of the resources to get you through this life, and God willing, to get you into the paradise, into the next. I hope Mr. Arnold, Howard, and the late night talk show guy, this has been a benefit. And everybody else who's listening to and watching and who really wants to know, why have I been created? Why am I here? You have everything laid out in Islam. Just be sincere. Don't be disingenuous. Be genuine and sincere and humble yourself and ask your Creator, the one who created this whole universe and everything in it, to guide you to the truth, and then look into this beautiful way of life. Subscribe right now. If you didn't do it in the beginning, hit the notification bell. Support us on our Patreon page. We'll see you next time, inshallah, God willing, here on The Deen Show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.